Of course, we've got racing in Devonport today and plenty happening in the thoroughbred racing scene in Tasmania. Let's get all of the news with Colin McNiff and Greg Mansfield.
Good morning and welcome to Taz Turf Talk and Harness Edge, your radio guide to this week's thoroughbred and harness racing in Tasmania.
Good morning, everybody. Colin McNiff with you and Greg Mansfield joining me in just a moment to preview the meeting at Devonport on the Tapeta track with an 8-event program. And, of course, we go harness racing in Harness Edge. We'll be talking about the meeting in Launceston tonight and also reflecting back on what's been happening, including a big meeting at Burning under lights for the first time. That was staged on Friday night. As I say, good morning, Greg Mansfield.
Good morning, Colin. A little bit damp on the northwest coast at the moment. It's just started to rain. Of course, that doesn't worry us when we're racing on the synthetic track. So go with plenty of clothing on and you'll have a good afternoon. I think it's not a bad punting meeting today.
Yeah, in fact, as we know, a little bit of rain makes this track go so better.
It does. They certainly run faster on the damper surface, and the jockeys like it as well because you don't get a little bit of that kickback that you get when it gets really dry and dusty. So it's just about perfect conditions when we get a bit of rain.
Yep, and just checking the changes for the meeting at Devonport today. And, well, the weather, as we mentioned, is a little showery. The track rating is a good 3, as it is every time we step out on the synthetic. Scratchings, race 1, takeout 4, Makers Richo. Race 2, takeout 8, Long Lashes. Race 4, scratch 2 and 4, Boehm Gartner and Getaway Gold. Race 5, scratch number 8, Moonrise. Race 6, 7, Aris. And 12 Windido, 7 and 12. And race 8, we take our 3 Westring Home and 11 Royal Express, 3 and 11. They are the early scratchings, might be a few more to come through. We'll have those in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Some riders, race 3, number 8, Rich Mantle is Ismail Toka. Race 4, the Emergency, 12, Gotta Have Vibe is Rhonda Mangan. And in race 8, number 10, Serpent's View is Blunt Muku. We need one rider in race 2 for the Emergency Fiore, horse number 12 in race number 2. So they are the changes for the meeting at the Devonport Tapeta track today. First race, Greg, gets underway at 12.24 at the maiden class 1 over the 1880.
I like one a bit in this, Colin, after not originally thinking it was much of a race, but I've done the replays and I like number 5, Our Clangalang. I was really taken with this mare's last run. It was in Launceston behind Final RG and Glen Devey. Was back last in the early stages, started to improve 4 wide coming down the side, was pushed about 5 wide on the home turn, and she ran on very strongly to finish third. She was only a bit over a length from the winner. She ran past one of the fancied runners in the straight, Prickly Diamond, so there's a bit of strength to that form, and I don't think this is as tough a field. So in the first, I do like number 5 a bit, Our Clangalang, ahead of our old friend Diocese, who always runs well but doesn't win. He's won only the 1 of 16. I didn't think his last start third in Launceston was too bad over the 2100. He started attacking the leader before the home turn in that race and kept grinding away to the line. So he was set a little bit of a task, I think, ridden a little bit more quietly today on his home track. He might break through for another win, but he is a bit hard to catch. Number 6, Aladoni, keeps on running well without winning. I thought she was a fraction disappointing last start, but her previous form was good enough. And number 7, Lancashire, a lightly raced mare trained on the track by Barry Campbell. I like the way she was finishing off in Launceston last start over the 1400. She was hard ridden on the home turn, but she got going in the last 150, suggesting that the longer distance might suit her. But I'm keen on number 5 in the first, ahead of 3, 6 and 7.
Well, I don't think we've had a meeting in the past 4 or 5 weeks where Chantelle Willis hasn't ridden a winner, and she's aboard Our Clangalang, and as of today claims just 2 kilograms, so she may well start the day on a winning nut. I agree with you with number 5, Our Clangalang. Good third last time out behind Final RG in Launceston. In fact, we're pretty much on the same page here. 3 Dioceses certainly gets a chance to win another race here. It's going to get a nice run, you'd imagine, from gate number 2, trained on its home track here. 6 Aladoni, and I put in 2. Decent Deal, who's just a bit of a one batter, but should be whacking away at the end of the race. I've marked them as 5, 3, 6 and 2. The second event, we've only got the one scratching at the present time, and that is number 8, Long Lashes. There'll be a couple more to come out with the emergencies. It's over the 1350, it's for maidens.
Yeah, there's a few in this that look like they're knocking on the door. I like number 6, Our Mate Alvin, on the strength of his last run. He's had 6 starts without running a place, but I did like his last start effort. He came from near last when he finished 5th on this track behind Moneypenny. He was wide basically all the way in that race, and I thought to finish off as he did was a very good effort. That was over 1,000 metres. This is over 1,350. Anthony Darmanin to ride, I thought this would probably suit him. So perhaps at each way odds, number 6, ahead of number 3, Chips, also finished off very strongly last start on this track. Came from near last on the turn and was briefly held up at one stage before getting to the line strongly. He has had a few chances, but he does look as if his winning turn is not too far away. Number 10, Royal Bluff, will be one of the on-pace runners in this race, trained on the track by Glenn Stevenson. I thought she battled on pretty well last time out, went second to Getaway Gold. And number 1, A Little Bit Dutch. Last couple of runs have been okay. Two starts ago, I thought it was really good. Last time out, just didn't quite finish off the last 50 or 60 metres, peaked on its run, but will be a little bit fitter and is not far off winning a race, number 1. But I like 6 each way here from 3, 10 and 1.
Yeah, look, I tossed up out of the 3 and the 6, and I went with the 3 Chips, put it on top. As you mentioned, it was a good run first up at Devonport when it came home well to run third behind Getaway Gold and Royal Bluff. A little bit of strength in that particular race. It was over 1,150. The extra 200 metres here should suit Chips here today. It's had 13 starts, have been placed on 3 of those occasions. Brendan McCool takes the ride here today, should give it every possible chance. So it's going to get back and run home, but I think it will be right there at the finish. As will number 6, Our Mate Elvin. It's knocking on the door. 10, Royal Bluff, and number 7, Warrior's Quest was the one I put in for 4th. Just on the inside, Jason Lyon to ride should get a nice run and be thereabouts at odds. 3, 6, 10, 7 for me in race 2. Race number 3, and at this stage, no scratchings. 12 to run in a maiden over 1,000 metres.
I'm giving another chance here, Colin, to number 2, Koutafidis. I know he's probably earmarked as a bit of a non-winner, but he's been ridden numerous times in his career by Robert Thompson, of course, who's ridden 4,000 winners. Mm. So Robert knows a bit about them, and he has maintained all along that the horse is genuine. He's just still learning what it's all about. So I'm giving him another chance today, number 2. I did like his run first up after a little spell. He finished on very strongly after racing wide when third behind Money Penny and Fortuitous. I thought with that run under his belt, he gets another chance here. And he's got the claim for Millie Whitehouse Summers, so he comes in reasonably well at the weights. A couple of the leaders, I think, are the dangers, or the likely leaders. Number 4, Sapphire Storm, had to work to find the lead last time out, and I thought battled on well when fourth to Getaway Gold. He only weakened in the last 60 or 70 metres of that race. He'll strip a little bit fitter here. And the other likely leader, number 12, Fortuitous, who was headed by its stablemate Money Penny at the 150 last time, but fought to the line pretty strongly, and Money Penny could be a bit above average, so that form should stand up. And number 6, Little May raced a bit wide last time out and didn't quite finish off in the Money Penny race. Prior to that, was a very good second at Turinga on this track, so she could be an improver. But one more chance perhaps for number 2 ahead of 4, 12 and 6.
I've gone with number 12, Fortuitous. I thought it was a really nice run. There was a lot of people suggesting Money Penny would win at Devonport first up, and it was too strong for its stablemate, Fortuitous. But as you say, it battled on really gamely after leading all the way, all by the last couple of hundred metres when Money Penny was just a little too strong. Koutafidis ran third in that race, so the form line should be okay. It's only had the 5 starts. It's been placed on a couple of occasions. Barrier number 2, so it should find the lead pretty comfortably here. Number 12 to beat 2 Koutafidis, who, as you say, has got that reputation as a bit of a non-winner. It's been sent out a short price favourite on a number of occasions. It's been placed 8 out of 13 runs. It's going to be thereabouts again. Sapphire Storm is in with a chance, number 4. And my next tip was number 10, Manchero, who I thought just might be a likely improver here back on its home track. 12, 2, 4 and 10 in the third. Fourth event today, and this is over the 1350. We scratch Baumgartner, number 2, and this is a class 1.
Yeah, there's a couple of the better chances come out of this race, but I still think it's quite a tough affair. I've gone for number 7, Must Be Love. I think she'll be suited by the step up from 1150 to 1350. She finished off very strongly last time out when she was a close second to Sister Quest. That was a blanket finish to that race. There was half a dozen horses across the track. And she was assisted, of course, by an inside run, which certainly helped the cause. But the fact that she had to come from last and she got to the line so strongly suggests to me that this is a nice race for her over the longer trip. So she's my top tip, number 7, ahead of the very consistent number 6, Hus Style. Settled off the pace and ran on nicely when second to Danish Rock last time out in a benchmark 62. I guess a class 1 might be marginally easier than that. Number 5, Great Delight, was a very good winner at her only start in Tasmania for the Bruntons. She's an ex-Victorian. She raced near the lead, shot clear in the straight and won by 3 lengths. The runner-up in that race, Tyrekick, has come out and won since. Other than that, it wasn't an overly strong field, but it wouldn't surprise me if she ran well again here, number five. And number eight, Poucher for Vern Polk. He never runs a bad race. He was on the pace all the way and beaten in a photo finish behind Sister Quest and Must Be Love last time out. So he's got to go in again. The query runner is number one, Integer, who's got plenty of ability but hasn't raced since February last year. So you'll have to keep an eye on the betting there. I went 7, 6, 5, 8.
I'm quite keen here on number six, Hunt Star, Willamuku rides for Angela Brakey. Nice run, went second to Danish Rock. It won in Launceston back in early April, beating Genuine Lad, and she's a fatty boomba, just the five starts for a win, three placings. I think this is the race for number six, Hunt Star. I think it's one of the better bets on the program. Must Be Love is probably going to be ridden for luck again. It got well back and flashed up along the inside, went second to Sister Quest here. It's got barrier two, so I'd imagine if it gets back, it's going to have to be ridden for a little bit of luck again here today. Five Great Delight, really impressive at its Tassie debut, and won very well in Hobart, and three GG's First Word I thought was best of the others, but six is special from 7, 5 and 3. Benchmark 62 is race number five, and we scratch Moonrise.
Interesting race in that the top weight, Crystal Reef's got 64.5. You don't see them go around in restricted company with that sort of weight very often, do you? So even though GG's Black Flash won an open handicap last week with 64, this is of course only a benchmark 62, so he's not a bad horse, Crystal Reef, but he's got the task ahead of him with that weight. Espry. Thought he should have nosed by Bunda Leader. He ducked in a couple of times in the home straight and threw the race away. Last time out, went third again behind Bunda Leader. I thought he had every chance. He was given a nice run. He got to the line okay, but the first two place getters were just a fraction too good for him. That was a benchmark 68. He gets a nice drop back here to a 62. And with the claim for Tyson Buck, 57.5, he's not badly weighted. So I think he's ready to win another race, a spry. Number three, From the Bronx, hasn't raced since a very close second in the National Apprentice Jockeys race at Mowbray back in mid-March. He was checked early in that race and got to the line very strongly. Was beaten a neck by Gypsy Air. If he's returned from a break in that same form, he's right in this, number three. Four, Bon Benito, a good filly from the Barry Campbell stable. She's won 2 of 5. Both those wins have been on the Devonport track. Hasn't raced since mid-November, but was a recent trial winner. And number six, Will's Hope, was a bit of an eye-catcher last time out. Ran on very strongly, came through the pack from the rear of the field at the top of the straight and got to the line well over the last 100 metres. He was only a length and a half behind Bunda Leader in the same race that Espry finished third in, so I think he's got a chance at odds number six. But I think gets his chance again today, number two, ahead of 3, 4 and 6.
I'm going with Bon Benito first up. I saw that trial at Longford beating Pink's a Legend with the cleaner in third spot. It was a good enough trial to suggest it's going to be hard to beat when it resumes. It resumes here today. Two wins from just the five starts, unbeaten on the track. Both those wins at two starts for Devonport. And first up, two starts for win and a placing. So she's a filly that goes well in the early stages of her preparation. Four, Bon Benito with Brendan McCullough ride. So these six, Will's Hope, who, as you mentioned, is one at odds here that could be capable of causing a bit of an upset. Two, Espry, one, Crystal Reef. I'll back them in the first leg of the quaddie. 4, 6, 2 and 1. We go to race 5, a class 2, and we scratch numbers 7 and 12. This is over the 11:50.
I like number 6 here, Final RG. We had a discussion about how we pronounced this last time, and you were right. It's Final RG because I looked up its breeding. It's out of a mare called Racy Gracie, whose initials are RG, and according to the stud book, this was her last foal, so hence okay. Final RG. Makes
well
sense,
done.
Doesn't it?
Mm.
Liked its run last time. In fact, it hasn't run a bad race since coming to Victoria to join Leon Wells, but its last run I thought was exceptional. It was caught three wide early, had to do a lot of work to get outside the leader, had a very tough run and battled on really strongly in the home straight. It took Hammer Time all his time to get past it, actually, and it was a very good effort. A little bit of a query, I guess, dropping back from 1350 to 1150, but she's got plenty of pace, and I think she's a good chance again. She's just an honest filly on the way up. Number one, Classic Outlaw, was a good winner of V's first two starts after a spell, and I'm certainly prepared to forgive his last start sixth in Launceston when he was, he had to work to get to the front to start with, and then he was given no peace at all. He was a sitting shot, and it was no surprise, really, that he tired in the closing stages. Number three, Finesto, has won two races, both of them on the Devonport track, resumes here, goes well fresh. I think he's in the mix, as is number two, Lazy Democracy, another one trained on the track. He was fourth in a good three-year-old race last time out behind GG Style, and he did miss the start on that occasion, so it was a pretty good effort. He was beaten just over three lengths. But for a few others in this with a chance, it's one of the tougher races on the program. I went 6-1-3-2.
Righto, yep, few chances here, and I'm tipping one you didn't mention in number 4, Sound Bar. It failed first up on a heavy track behind GG Style down in Hobart on the 26th of April. In fact, ran last in what was a fairly hot three-year-old race. This is much easier and back onto its home track here today. It could be a likely improver. I think number 4, Sound Bar, to score from 5, Super Broadband, 6, Final RG, and number 3, Finesto, but probably one of the harder legs of the quarter there. I've marked them as 4, 5, 6, and 3. Final scratchings are through, Greg. There's only a couple to add, and they're in race 2, take out 2 of the 3 emergencies, numbers 12 and 13, Fiore and Del Riano. They're the only additional scratchings as to what we gave you a little earlier. Speaking of scratchings, no scratchings here in race number 7, the benchmark 78 over 1350.
Very good race. This, I thought there were quite a few that had a chance. I like number 2, Royal Rapture. He was a big tip when he returned from a spell in Launceston behind Shaborn Spirit. In fact, everyone was suggesting he was nearly over the line. He was very solid in all the fixed odds markets. As it turned out, he fell a half a length short, but it wasn't a bad effort. He was given a nice run. He was one out and one back. The trouble was that the leader got a pretty soft lead, Shaborn Spirit, and she was able to skip away from him at the top of the straight. He was closing on the line. He didn't help his cause. He ducked in just a little bit in the last 50 metres or so, but it was a good effort, and he'll definitely be suited by the step up from 1,200 to 1,350. We've seen before that he goes well on the Devonport track, so he ticks most of the boxes. He gets a claim here for young Cody Grace. He'll carry 56, so there are not too many negatives about him, number 2. I think he'll run well. The obvious danger is number 7, Bundelita, who's won 3 in a row, and I thought his last start win was certainly the most impressive of those. He raced midfield. The jockey pulled him to the middle of the track in the home straight, and he just went whoosho, straight past them. Very impressive win. The query with him is that he's won 6 races. None of them have been beyond 1,200 metres, so he's just got to take that next little step today. Maybe he will. He's certainly never raced in better form. Number 1 makes sense. Sprinted surprisingly well over 1,200 in Launceston first up, ran a place. The 1,350 metres will suit him better. He's a Devonport specialist, as we know, but I think probably next time out over 1,600 or further, he'll be even better suited, but he'll run a good race again. And number 3, Thornman. How can you not tip him to run somewhere in the first 4? He's won 5 races in a row. Of course, he's coming back sharply in distance. He's never won at less than 1,600, so probably got the job in front of him today, but wouldn't surprise to see him somewhere in the money. 2 for me, ahead of 7, 1, and 3.
Yeah, 2 for me as well, Greg. You're saying six, plenty of boxes. Well, it's second up today. It's unbeaten second up. It's racing on a track where it's had 6 starts for 2 wins, 2 seconds, 2 thirds. 3 kilo claim for Cody Grace brings it in with 56 after running in an open. It's back to a benchmark 78, second up today, up in distance, tick, 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 tick. It just keeps ticking all the boxes, doesn't it, number 2? 2 to win here for me from 7, Bundelita. 6 and 8, I think, will be running home strongly, and 1 makes sense. 2 to beat 7, 6 and 1. And the last of the day is a benchmark 68 over the 1650 scratchings of 3 and 11, Board Muku Rides Serpent's View.
Look, I'm keen on a couple here, Colin. I might have to back 2 in this race. I've got to stick with number 12, Mr. McCartney. We've been on him at his last couple of starts at longer odds, and he's been very good. He was edged out by a nose 2 starts ago and was very unlucky. Last time out, he led, and he was harassed. I think that's the only word you can use for it, by an outsider. There is a steward's inquiry into the ride on that other horse still pending, but he was given no peace. He slipped clear on the home turn, shot 3 or 4 in front, but he was left a sitting shot at the finish, and another concerto ran him down. That was only 1350. He does step up to 1650 today, but earlier in his career when he was racing quite well, he did win over the 1600, and of course he's got the Michael Trinder fitness edge, so I don't think the distance is a major problem. The key to the race, obviously, is whether they just leave him alone for a little bit in front, and if they do, he'll be hard to catch. The horse I like more and more the longer I look at this race is number 7, Apache Sun. I think he's really the danger. I liked his run second up for Vicky Ryan. He's now back in the Vicky Ryan stable. He raced 3 wide most of the way. He was pushed very wide on the home turn, and he finished off strongly. He was three lengths behind Mr. McCartney, but he's one that will definitely be suited by the step up to 1650. This is his distance, and he's got very good form in Tasmania. I don't know why he couldn't find it in Victoria, but he couldn't. But now he's back home and going well again. Number four, Will O' the Wisp. Good start, a good last start, third behind Danish Rock. Pushed a bit wide on the home turn, finished off strongly. The 1650 metres will suit him. And number nine, Gigi's Opera. She's racing really well for Leon Wells. Placed last time out behind Music Player. Prior to that, placed behind Will O' the Wisp and Mr. McCartney on this track. She's got to go in somewhere as well. But Hot to Trot, Blacko, Settler's Joy. There's plenty of chances in the race. I made it 12-7-4-9.
Yeah, tough race, good betting race to finish off the day. Look, I was really taken with Settler's Joy's run last time out. Ran fifth over the 1350 behind Danish Rock. And Revenging, it was back near the tail of the field coming up to the home turn and really finished off well. And I just thought, if you say step her up to 1600 metres next time, that would be ideal. And that's exactly what Troy Blacker has done here for this four-year-old chestnut mare. She's won three from 19. The 1600 metres certainly suits the claim for Georgie Catania. She'll be back, but she'll be storming home at the end. Mind you, there's going to be a few doing that in this particular race. I made number 12, Mr. McCartney. Just looking through this, Greg, it does appear it will get a fairly comfortable lead here today, so it should be hard to run down. Four, Will O' the Wisp is right in the market too, and seven, Apache Sun, like that run, as you mentioned last time out. So 5, 12, 4, 7, and I don't like to leave out number 2, Blacko. So a good race to finish off today. I've marked them 5, 12, 4, 7. Your best?
It's in a tough race, but I think if you can get anything about each way mark, about final RG, race 6, number 6, that will probably do me.
All right, my best is race 4, number 6, Hustyle. I really think that's the race for Hustyle. That is our Thoroughbred Turf Talk for the morning. Now time to talk harness racing with Harness Edge. And the big news of the week, Greg, and you were there, Bernie Racing Under Lights on Friday night.
Yes, very successful night. They got about 600 people there, which doesn't sound a lot, I know, but it was a good crowd for a little track like Burnie. The club has been working for many, many years to try and get lights down there. It will open up the opportunities for them. The lights passed all the tests. It was a good night's racing. And I think, as I said, they've got some options open to them in future seasons that they haven't had in the past. They're a very progressive club. There's no race club in Tasmania of any code that raises more money and puts more money to their own stakes than what Burnie does. And they always get a good crowd. So it was just a good night all round.
Yep, well done to Burnie, the 6-event card, and they'll continue to race under lights in the coming weeks. There's another meeting in the not-too-distant future. Our top filly, our top three-year-old filly, Barinya, after coming back from the Victoria Oaks, received an invitation for a very rich race in New Zealand.
Yes, there's a race coming up in New Zealand worth $150,000 New Zealand dollars. It's a Group 1, only one horse. There's nine races on that one program, all Group 1s, all worth the same sort of money, and only one Australian horse is invited to each. Barinya was invited to the three-year-old fillies race, but unfortunately, by the time the connections received the invitation, she had returned from Victoria, where she won the Oaks, to Tasmania, and it was going to be quite a complicated issue getting her back over the water on the boat and then on a plane to New Zealand, and she didn't travel too well last time, so all things considered, they decided to reluctantly turn down that invitation, and she'll now go back to Victoria later on for the sire stakes and then the Breeders' Crown.
She's a very good type. Barinya, a horse certainly to follow wherever she does step out. And speaking of horses to follow, we've got another smart type on our books here, and a horse called Jerry's Jet.
Yes, he's unbeaten, and he might be by the end of the season. He flies along, doesn't he? I wasn't in Hobart when he won last time, but I saw him in Launceston prior to that, and he was super impressive.
Yeah, I saw him win on Monday night in Hobart. As you say, he was super impressive, and he looked to have another gear or two to go if he needed to. He did it very comfortably in a heat of the sweepstakes. We had four heats of the sweepstakes on Monday night, and Jerry's Jet by far and away most impressive of them. Three starts, three wins, and he's a horse that will continue to win races without doubt. And last week we had the final of the Young Bloods Challenge, and it turned out to be a dead heat for just the second time in history.
Yes, a dead heat between Alex Ashwood, who of course comes from Tassie, but he's based in Victoria at the moment, and Dylan Ford from, both those boys actually, from two of the better known harness racing families in the state, and it was a fitting result, I guess, that they tied. Alex Ashwood and Josh Duggan, another Hobart junior driver, are doing very well in Victoria and carrying our flag very highly over there, and I think Dylan Ford's probably as good a young driver as we've seen for a while.
Tonight, harness racing turns to a Launceston with the 9-event program. First at 4:49, the last of nine races at 8:55. Let's get your selections, Greg, for the Quadrella races. And leg one is race number 5 at 7:06.
There's not a huge amount of depth to any of these quaddy legs tonight, Colin, I don't think, and this is probably one of the lesser races on the program. I think it gives number 5, Hilda Sue, a chance to break through again. She ran second at Carrick 3 starts ago behind the very talented Mellow Lynn. She was beaten by 10 metres, but Mellow Lynn has beat these by 50. Not bad at Devonport next time, not far behind Deliver the Goods. And last time out in Hobart, she was held up for a run when she drew the second line. She comes out of 5 here, Rowan Hillier to drive. Maybe she gets a chance. She hasn't won since April last year, so not a huge amount of recent form, but this does look a winnable race. Ahead of 6, Me Mate Les, who was disappointing last time, but has a chance on his best form. I Am Mr. Red, number 3. I Am Mr. Red, number 3. Way, and number 4, Hey Hardy, former New South Wales 3 Tasmanian starts. But as I said, not much depth to this race. I went 5, 6, 3, 4.
Small field again, race number 6, leg 2 of the quaddy.
Leg 2 of the quaddy. As I turn a few pages, I like number 1, Better Move, now in the Zeke Slater stable. This is a former Victorian. His first start in Tasmania was very good. He was narrowly beaten by the talented Lick Your Lips in Hobart. Off a second row draw, last time out, he looked like he was going almost well enough to win the race, and then he broke and finished last behind Talk About Dexter. So, got to give him another chance tonight. He's drawn the pole. He has the services of Gareth Rattray, excuse me, and it does look a race that he should be hard to beat in. I've put him on top of number 2 now. She's a terror. Doesn't win very often, but she is racing pretty consistently for Rowan Hillier. Thought she was the obvious danger from a good barrier draw. Number 7, Deliver the Goods, is going well enough to win the race, but he has a bad barrier draw. But if he gets any luck, he'll be hard to beat. And number 6, Star Chamber, another one of the Nathan Ford team, is not far off winning a race also. But this is a good race. I think all of these have some chance. I went 1, 2, 7, 6.
Righto, the third leg of the quadrilla at Launceston and Harness tonight is race number 7.
This is a claimer, and there are a couple of big question marks around a couple of the runners here. Number 7, Wyona, is back from South Australia, where he had 22 starts without winning a race. Previously to that, he raced in Tasmania for Rowan Hillier, and he was flying. He won a stack of races all the way up to open company. He won some good free-for-all races. I think from memory, he won the Hobart Cup, so on his best form, he'd beat these, but his best form hasn't been of late, so we'll have to watch the betting with him, number 7. The other query runner is number 3, Final Champion, a former Queenslander having its first start for Nathan Ford. It's another one that's on its best form. It would probably win. Its last win was at Albion Park back in August last year in an M2, M3 race. This is about 27 classes weaker than that, so keep an eye on the betting with both those horses. I put Wyona on top. I thought the main danger was Frank Cullen, who is on the improve for Barry Rattray. Baby It's You, a former top liner, still competitive at this level, and I chucked Final Champion in for 4th. So I made it 7, 2, 5 and 3.
And race 8 at Launceston rounds out the quadrilla tonight.
This is a good race, very competitive race. 7 starters, 7 chances. I liked the win at Devonport last time out of number 5, Talk About Dexter. I watched this race from over in the back straight. Sometimes it gives you a different perspective, doesn't it, when you watch a race from a different vantage point. And look, he cruised up to them going down the back straight as if he was, well, he was under a tight hold. Todd Rattray hadn't even let him go. And then he shot away in the home straight and he won by 10 metres from a pretty handy horse in Deliver the Goods. This is harder, but I thought he's just going so well, I've got to put him in, and he might even be a touch of odds. So number 5, Talk About Dexter. Ahead of number 7, Tisanzo, she's the form horse. She's absolutely flying this mare for Melissa Main. She won a couple in a row and then chased home later on in Launceston in a good race last time out. Number 2, Diva's Delight, is a 4-year-old with enough ability to figure on his best form. And number 3, Remember Joe, was a good last start winner in Hobart, but is up in class. I went 5 from 7, 2 and 3.
Righto, Greg's quaddy for tonight in Launceston at the Harness. 5, 6, 3, 4 into 1, 2, 7, 6. Third leg 7, 2, 5, 3, and the fourth leg 5, 7, 2, 3. Is there a best bet somewhere?
There is. It's in race number 3, and it's number 8, Hustler Halo, a stablemate of Birinya, who we were talking about earlier. He ran third at his only start at Devonport. He wasn't far away, but he missed this. Well, he didn't miss it. He galloped just after the start and lost about 40 metres. It was a massive run. He's a horse with a stack of ability, and if he doesn't break tonight, he will be winning. Race 3, number 8, Hustler Halo.
All right, and for all further harness racing information, you can click on the website at Taz Racing, and if you'd like to have another set of selections and some more thoughts on the races, follow the links to Putter's Corner. That's at Taz Racing. That is the Harness Edge and Devonport, Devonport Galloping Racing today. Hopefully we've found a winner for you on the 8 race program at Devonport, and having a quick look there at the quaddy races in Launceston Harness tonight. We'll be back again at the same time next Sunday morning. Look forward to your company then. Bye for now.
on Radio TAB, this is Taz Turf Talk and Harness Edge.